Welcome to Cyber Goes Hollywood, a monthly cybercrime magazine podcast series sponsored by Ningio, a security awareness training provider near Hollywood, California. Visit Ningio at ningio.com. That's N-I-N-J-I-O.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, multimedia director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Zach Schuler, founder and CEO of Ningio. Zach, welcome back. It's so great to have you.
It's so great to be back, Hillary.
So in past episodes, we've heard you talk about the digital security identity. So hoping for today's episode, you can just tell us a little more about that and what it means, what goes into it.
Absolutely. So digital security identity is a trait that I have personally. And the characteristics of that trait are that I am always aware whenever I'm interacting with an electronic device that has the potential of tricking me. I always have my guard up, and naturally so, right? That's the business that I'm in.
Right.
Our goal at Ningio is to create a digital security identity for everybody. And everybody, 99% of people have what I call a physical security identity. And what that means is, and I'll just ask you the question, Hillary, if you are leaving your home and let's say you're going on vacation, when you close the front door, what do you do?
Make sure everything's locked.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Now, is that something that you consciously have to think about? Or
No.
Is that something that's just kind of second nature?
Yeah, that's definitely second nature.
Right. And you take your car and you go shopping and you park in a busy parking lot. What do? When you get out of the car?
Lock it up.
You lock it up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's part of who you actually are, right? And then, you know, another good example of creating somebody's identity, right, is we all have these friends who right after January 1st, they make this, they sign up for the gym. Well,
right.
Maybe they don't right now. Maybe they sign up for their home gym. And they say, you know, this is going to be the year that I get in shape. And you know, 95% of people fail. But you probably know somebody who made that commitment, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, and they've stuck with it. And you look at that person. They are physically fit. They are always telling you about, you know, the new recipes and new stuff that they're eating to stay healthy, but yet it's really good and everything else. And that individual who is a gym rat, who eats really well, they, part of their identity is physical fitness. Like that's how they view themselves.
That's
right?
A good point.
And so again, you know, trying to create that digital security identity amongst our users is the ultimate goal, because when you have that, security becomes second nature. Like you just are in the habit of scrutinizing everything. So the question becomes, how do you create that? And the way that you create that is very much the same way that the person at the gym created what they created, and that's through habit. Right. There's this great book called Atomic Habits that talks all about this. And so, you know, your friend at the gym got in the habit of going to the gym. Mm. They got into the habit of eating well. And now it just becomes second nature to them that, yeah, they wake up in the morning and they go to the gym. That's just what they do. So with Ningio, the brilliance of it is that we release episodes every 30 days. We release our blog post right after the episode. We release our anchoring cartoon in the second, our infographic in the second week. We release our anchoring cartoon in the third week. And so what we're doing through that process, and this doesn't happen overnight, doesn't happen in 3 or even 6 months, but what happens is when a company implements Ningio and they make it mandatory, and you get employees to get into the habit of consuming the content on what we push out on a weekly basis. And then, and we'll talk about this, our friends and family use rights, they start sharing the content with their family. and their family starts to view it. Now they take this personal connection to security awareness, because now it's not the company just providing it for me, they're providing it for my family as well. Now they have this personal connection to security awareness. And these habits and connecting your family and having something personal about it, that's what builds, that's what changes behavior. And that behavior change ultimately leads to what we call the digital security identity, to where they've gotten in the habit so much of consuming the content and paying attention to things that it starts to become second nature. And that is the holy grail for an organization, is if they have every single one of their employees that has a digital security identity, then the chances of them being breached through human error is significantly reduced.
Okay, that is very interesting, and that makes a lot of sense. So I'm really happy that you were able to take us through that. That's very cool and different from what I've heard as far as building habits and changing behavior. Really cool. And just thanks. So you know, 2020 really was going to be my year, though. It really was. It was going to be all of our year, really, but just not happening. 2021, though.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we can all build great habits and continue building our, you know, digital security identity. So, Zach, thanks so much for being on. It's always a blast having you on.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Hillary.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Cyber Goes Hollywood is brought to you by Ningio. Ningio offers a cybersecurity awareness training solution that uses engaging 3 to 4 minute Hollywood-style micro-learning videos to empower individuals and organizations to become defenders against cyber threats. Visit Ningio at ningio.com. That's NINJIO.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.